This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating audit of service of 8/23/2022. Patient's last name is Broussard. First name is Hayden. Hayden. Date of birth is 11/17/2008. Patient is 13-year-old male who came with complaint of sore throat. And difficulty in swallowing. That's been ongoing for about between 1 to 2 days. Denies any fever. Has no patient reported no prior medical history. This is a patient first visit at this clinic. Review of systems, HEENT. Patient denies any nasal discharge, denies any air pain. Complain of sore throat with painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision. No eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain. No palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath. No cough. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint swelling, no joint pain. Physical exam, generally patient is alert, no oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 127 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 112 over 64, pulse is 73, respiration 18, temperature 98. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, marked pharyngeal erythema with some pustular lesions noted, no palpable lymph nodes evident. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm. No murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally. No wheezes, no crackles, no orthopnea. Abdomen is soft. Bowel stamp stands 4, active. No tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3. No deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, our patient tested negative for strep screen. Diagnosis, acute pharyngitis, virus syndrome, and dysphagia. Patient was given prescription for azithromycin, 250 milligrams, 2 PO times 1 day, then 1 PO daily times 4 days, quantity 6, Brumfed DM, 5 mils, PO TID PRN, quantity 6 ounces. Follow-up visit scheduled for 3 days. Next patient, last name is White. First name is Ralph Gregory. Date of birth is 12/8/1952. Date of service, 8/23/2022. Patient is a 69-year-old male who presents for lab results. He has history of insomnia and borderline hyperlipidemia. He denies any acute symptoms at this time. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert, oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 220 pounds, O2 saturation 98%. Blood pressure 112 over 66, pulse is 72, respiration 18, temperature 98. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA. EOMI, tympanic membrane polygranular erythema, oral mucosa, pinkham moist, neck is supple, stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel times 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, facial moves all extremities voluntarily, with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no vibration, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Lab review done with emphasis on patient elevated total cholesterol. It was cancelled regarding lifestyle modification and diet control. Also, his hemoglobin A1C is at pre-diabetic level. Patient's aware of this, and he comprehended the need to have lifestyle modification and diet control. We will not start patient on any medication at this time. He verbalized proper comprehension of all the counseling and information provided. Diagnosis, lab review, hyperlipidemia, insomnia, and pre-diabetes. Thank you. Follow-up visit scheduled for 3 months or as needed. Thank you.